各位弟兄姐妹，各位亲戚朋友，很欢迎大家能够继续拨忙来参加第二晚的布道聚会。
Our fellow brothers and sisters, friends and families, I'm glad that everyone could take the time off to attend the second night of evangelical service.
那我们在聚会开始之前，我们一起同心低头默祷。
Before we begin our service, let's bow our head and pray in silence.
阿们，哈利路亚！奉主之圣名，开始我们第二晚的布道聚会。
Hallelujah! In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our second night of evangelical service.
我们齐起来唱诗二十四首。
Let's all rise and sing hymn 22.
二十四首。
24.
大家继续保持站立，我们一起低头向天上的神来祷告。
I would like to ask everyone remain standing, and we're gonna pray to our heavenly Father.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Hallelujah! In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
我们慈爱的主耶稣，我们天上的救主。
Our merciful Lord Jesus, our heavenly Savior.
感谢你的恩典，感谢你的带领，使我们能够顺利的进入第二晚的布道聚会。
Thanks for your greatness and guidance that we could smoothly enter into the second night of evangelical service.
使我们能够暂时放下忙碌的生活以及世上的重担。
And that so we could temporarily release our burdens in life and then also our busy things.
使我们能够在喘一口气的同时来做一个人生更长远的思考。
So at the same time we're taking a breath of air, we could think about our long-term life goals.
仔细思考一下我们的人生到底是所为何来，所要去的又是哪里。
And we have to think about where do we come from and where will we going.
并且来思考人生是否有一个更高的价值以及更高的盼望。
And that we should think about if there's more valuable things in life and there's more hope.
主啊，求你借着你的话能够开启我们的心。
Lord, please open our hearts through your words.
使我们知道说这个人生啊，除了这短短的数十年以外，还有一个更美好的地方等待着我们回去。
So that we understand in our few decades of lifespan, and there's a better place waiting for us to go.
主啊，你应许我们。
Lord, you have promised us.
借着查考你的话，使我们能够得到永生的盼望。
Through the study of your words, we could have the hope for eternity.Life.
因为你说 在你的话中有永生 这是从这圣经里面来证明的。
Because you have said that in your words there's eternity and this is proven in the Bible.
求你借着你圣灵的运行。
And please, through your working of your Holy Spirit.
以及你慈爱的引导。
And your merciful guidance.
使我们能够逐渐的认识你，逐渐认识你的话语。
So that we gradually could come to know you and understand your words.
并且借着你的话，在这个茫茫的人生当中，找到一座灯塔，找到一个方向。
And through the understanding of your words in our busy lifespan, we could find a direction, find a lighthouse.
并且借着你的话语的引领，使我们最后能够回到那个更美的家乡。
And through the guidance of your words at the end we can return to that wonderful home.
主啊，我们很诚心的将今天晚上的聚会交在你的手中。
Lord, we have earnestly prayed and given tonight's service unto your hand.
求你能够亲自引领我们的脚步。
And we ask that you personally guide our footsteps.
能够打开我们的心房。
So you can open our hearts.
能够明亮我们的眼睛。
You can brighten our eyes.
我们这样诚心的在你面前祷告。
And we earnestly pray in front of you this way.
求你垂听，求你祝福。
We hope that you listen and we hope that you bless us.
Hallelujah.阿们
Hallelujah, Amen.
请坐
And please be seated.
感谢主耶稣，我们今天进入了第二晚的布道聚会。
And thanks to the Lord Jesus, we have entered into our second night of evangelical service.
我们也很感谢美国总会特别差派周慧嘉传道来这里协助我们的圣工。
And we are very thankful that the United States General Assembly have assigned Pastor Jonathan Cho to help us with our holy work.
我们现在的时间就交给他。
And we will give the following time to him.
奉主耶稣圣名，为主耶稣证道。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify for the Lord.
各位弟兄姊妹以及我们亲爱的朋友，非常欢迎我们继续参加第二个晚上的布道聚会。
Our fellow brothers and sisters and our dearest friend, I welcome you to attend our second night of evangelical service.
今天晚上，我想跟我们大家一起来谈谈有关圣经。
And tonight, I'd like to talk about regarding the Bible.
因为我们在学习道理我们都要根据这个圣经。
Because when we study the words, we have to refer to the Bible.
耶稣曾经说，你们要查考圣经。
Lord Jesus have said that you must study the Bible.
因为这里面有永生。
Because within there is eternal life.
给我做见证的就是这本圣经。
And the Bible that testify on my behalf, this is the Bible.
圣经跟一般的书籍完全不一样。
And Bible is completely different with ordinary books.
因为这是真神对我们世人的启示。
And because this is a revelation from the true God to us.
这个圣经在世界上是销路最广的一本书。
And the Bible is actually one of the best-selling books in the world.
现在翻译本大概有2000多种。
And there are about 2,000 different translation texts.
几乎大部分的民族主要有语文都可以看到他们的圣经。
And usually among all the nations and among different cultures, as long as there's language spoken, you could see the presence of Bible.
因为我们知道说神的旨意是要让全世界的人能够明白，让全世界的人
And we understand that the will of God is for all the people to come to know Him and understand Him. And just like if we buy something that's electronics, and there's going to be a direction
guidebook.
And this manual will tell us how, what capability this electronics device would have and how should we operate it.
有时候啊, 我们没有先看说明书啊, 就随便乱按乱按, 有时候机器会把它弄坏掉。
And sometimes if we did not refer to this user manual and then we try to work the device ourselves, we might break it.
没有了解它的功能啊, 你就没有办法去使用它。
And sometimes if you don't understand its function, you would not know how to use it.
同样的, 这一本圣经啊, 是神给我们人类的一种说明书。
So at the same time, this Bible is a user's manual from God to men.
告诉我们这个天地宇宙万物从哪里来。
And it's telling us where the heaven and the earth and the sky comes from.
啊, 神怎么造人。
And how did God create men?
人生的意义跟价值在哪里。
And what is the meaning and value of life?
除了这个圣经以外啊, 我们很难找到一 一个对我们人生意义啊，真正的一个正确的说明。
And so other than the Bible, we cannot really find another book that would tell us the meaning of life and the value of life.
所以这是宇宙真神啊，对我们人类啊的启示。
So this is a revelation to us from the creator of the universe.
对我们人类来讲啊，这是最宝贵的一本书。
And to mankind, this is a very valuable book.
请我们看提摩太后书第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
提摩太后书3章16节。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
提摩太后书3章16节。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正。 教导人学义都是有益的。这里讲到说啊，圣经啊是神对我们人类的启示。
And it's telling us here that all scripture is given by inspiration of God.
就是神把他的旨意啊，透过一些先知啦、圣徒啊，把他。 让他们了解，然后把神的旨意把它写下来。
And so through the assignment of His will to various people and prophets and also saints, and it is written in a book.
有时候是神面对面跟他们讲话。
And sometimes this is directly God has spoken to them.
有时候是圣灵感动他们，让他们明白神的话语。
And sometimes that they are moved by the Holy Spirit so they could comprehend the meaning of God's words.
当然神的启示啊有各样的方法。
And so the revelation from God has different ways.
他说这个圣经啊对我们人类啊有三个很重要的作用。
And the Bible to mankind has three very important functions.
第一个就是使人归正。
One is to correct
the behavior of men. 常常以为自己走在正路上，其实人生的方向错了。
And many times men would think that they were walking on the right path, but actually they're wrong.
所以圣经里面讲说有一条路啊, 人人都以为是正路。
And so that the Bible has said that there's a pathway that everyone thinks is right.
但是最后却是一条灭亡的道路。
But at the end, this pathway leads to destruction.
所以圣经就是启示我们, 有时候我们在这个分叉口的地方啊, 你不晓得往哪里走。
And so the Bible reveals to us sometimes you're in a cross path and you don't know which way to go.
圣经就告诉说, 你这一条就是正路。
And so the Bible tells us that this is the correct path.
你就按照圣经的主事走在当中啊, 你就能够得福气。
And so once you walk on the right pathway, you would receive blessing at the end.
所以圣经可以帮助我们选择人生正确的道路。
So the Bible can help us to choose the correct pathway in life.
说要教导人学义,
and it also teaches a man righteousness.
啊，这个义啊，不是靠我们人行善立功来得救。
And this is the righteousness is not gained from us doing good deeds.
因为人所行的善事啊，就是你认为善行，说在神来看呢、啊，都好像一件污秽的衣服。
And any charitable good deeds that we do to men, actually they think that it's right, but to God, this is a filthy clothing.
因为人没有力量啊，把那个义行善行啊，把它行得完全。
And because man does not have the way to completely fulfill the duty of righteousness.
那所以神教导我们啊，什么才是义？
So God hasn't taught man what exactly is righteousness.
说人都离开了神啊，啊犯罪，
and,
所以就亏欠了神的荣耀。
So man has departed from God because they have sinned, so they lack and needed the glory of from God.
那所以神的义啊，就在这个律法善行以外啊，显明出来。
And so the righteousness of God was revealed among the scriptures and laws.
就是靠着一个完全的救主耶稣来到世界。
And through a completeness of Lord Jesus Christ that came to this world.
他要承担人类的罪。
And he will sustain all the sins of mankind.
然后我们主要相信他，他会把他的义行归在我们身上。
And as long as we believe him, he will fulfill his righteousness onto us.
因为他担当了我们的罪啊，所以我们靠着他来得到称义。
And because he has sustained our sins, and so through him we will be called righteousness.
所以这是神要成全在我们身上的义，不是靠我们行善立功的方法。
And so this is something that God wants to reveal to us, the righteousness which we cannot get from performing good
deeds. 而是靠着一位救主啊，来拯救我们。
And actually through our salvation, who save a Savior that saves us with His salvation.
让我们知道说，除了耶稣基督以外啊，我们没有第二个得救的方法。
And so that we have to understand that other than Lord Jesus Christ, there's no second way to be saved.
那第三个说啊，这个圣经的功能啊，就是让我们有得救的智慧。
And it also talks about that the one of the abilities of the Bible is to let us have the wisdom for salvation.
所谓的得救啊，就是让我们从那个苦难的环境当中啊解脱出来。
So in order for us to be saved is for us to be saved from a very bitter life.
让我们能够胜过死亡，带给我们一个永恒的生命。
So that we could overcome death, and then we will receive eternal life.
所以圣经里面说啊，神要救我们脱离诸般的凶恶，啊，救我们进到个永生的天国。
And so that in the Bible is recorded that through God we will be rescued from the violence of atrocities, and then we will be rescued and enter into heaven.
所以借着圣经啊，让我们能够找到得救的道路，能够让我们有得救的智慧。
And so through Bible, we will find the pathway of salvation, and also regain the wisdom of salvation.
所以耶稣说啊，我的话就是灵，就是生命。
So Jesus has said that my words is the spirit and is the life.
你们如果遵守我的教训啊，就永远不见死。
And if you follow my teachings, you will never see death.
说这个世界上的东西好像花草一样。
So everything in this world, it seems like the flowers and plants.
花会凋谢啊，草会枯干。
And the flowers might wither and the grass will be dry.
说人生的美容啊，都要像这样都会过去。
And so that our outer appearance will just like be this way and passed on.
唯有神的道，圣经的真理是永远长存的。
And only the words of God and also the words of the Bible is everlasting.
所以我们查考圣经啊，你能够得到得救的智慧，能够寻找到永生。
So that when we study the Bible, we will regain the wisdom to be saved, and then we will find and salvation.
就是圣经给我们的三大功用。
And these are the three important functions that the Bible gives us.
让我们知道什么是正路啊，我们就走在当中。
So we should know which way is the correct path, and we will be walking on
it. 让我们了解神的义。
And that we understand the righteousness of God.
他能够靠着神的救恩啊，来得到一个，来做一个义的。
And through the salvation of God, we will regain righteousness.
让我们有得救的智慧。
And that we also have the wisdom of salvation.
我们知道这个圣经啊。
And we know that the Bible
总共有66本书啊组成。
There are 66 different books.
那么它分成两大部分呢。
And it could be broken up into two categories.
啊，在右边这一部分呢，就一部分呢，前面的一部分呢，叫做旧约。
And that one of the section in the front is called the Old Testament.
啊，这另外一部分呢，叫做新约。
And the other section is called the New Testament.
那所谓的约啊，就是神跟人立约。
And so that the testament is actually the covenant between God and man.
旧约啊，就是神跟以色列人立约。
And so the Old Testament is the covenant which God has made with the Israelites.
他主动要把福气赐给人。
And he wanted to give blessing unto men.
但是也指示人应当怎么做。
And he also has instructed men what to do.
新约啊，就是神跟世人所立的约。
And so the New Testament is the covenant which God has made to the people.
这个约的中心人物啊，就是耶稣基督。
And this testament or covenant actually refers to Jesus Christ.
所以在旧约里面就一直谈到说，将来有一位人类的救赎主。
So in Old Testament, it's constantly referring to that there will be a savior, at later on.
以色列人啊，他们叫做弥赛亚，就是受膏者。
And the Israelites call it the Messiah, which is the anointed one.
所以他们从旧约的圣经了解说，将来有一位救赎主要来。
So from Old Testament, they understand that there will be a savior later on.
所以他们一直在期待。
And so they waited.
那很可惜啊，耶稣啊，按照圣经的预言啊，来到人间。
But unfortunately, through the prophecy, Lord Jesus Christ has came to the world.
但耶稣的出生背景啊，跟犹太人的期待啊不一样。
But the background of Lord Jesus is something completely different what the Israelites had hoped for.
所以他们没有办法接受他。
So they would not be able to accept him.
但是事实上啊，从耶稣的讲的话，还有耶稣所做的事情。
And actually, through the words spoken by Jesus and the things that he
does. 那我们知道说啊，他就是旧约圣经里面所讲的那个弥赛亚救赎主。
So this is telling us that we know that this is the Messiah what the Old Testament is referring to.
耶稣说啊，你们如果不相信我，也要看我所做的事情啊。应当这样来相信。
And Jesus says that if you don't believe in me, you should see the things that I do, and you should believe it this way.
又说你们如果不接纳我，你们会死在罪中。
And it says that if you don't receive me and you don't accept me, you will die in sin.
所以新约的圣经啊，就是把耶稣讲的话，他所做的事情，把它记录下来。
And so the New Testament in the Bible is actually a recording of the things that Jesus did and the things that he said.
说借着所记载的这些事啊，让我们可以相信他的确是人类的救赎主。
And so through the recording that we could really see that he is the savior of mankind.
啊，到底这个圣经啊，可信不可信？
And so was the Bible believable or not?
当然，有的人说啊，你卖瓜说瓜甜呢。
And so some people might say that you're selling the melon and you're referring to this field.
也就是说啊，你在讲你的道理，当然你一直讲，你讲的道理是很好啊。
And that means that you are speaking regarding to your knowledge, so and you're referring to be good.
圣经是不是真实可信呢？
And so, does the Bible is believable or not?
我们可以从很多方面来证明圣经真是可信的。
And from many aspects, we could see that Bible is truly believable.
我说这个圣经是 由66本书把它组成的。
And I've said that the Bible is comprised of 66 books.
最早的一本书啊，是写在西元前1500年。
And the earliest book composed was 1500 BC.
啊，最后的一本书啊，是将近西元90几年了，将近100年的时候写的。
And the last book was done about 90 BC.
前后啊，差1600年。
And there's about a 1600 years of gap.
写圣经的人啊，有40几位。
And there are 44 different authors.
有的是做君王。
And some of them are kings.
有的是农夫。
Some of them are farmers.
有的是渔夫，有的是牧羊人。
And some of them are fishermen, some of them are shepherds.
啊，有的是祭司啊，但是也有是一般的医生。
And some of them are priests, and some of them are ordinary men.
他们出生在不一样的年代。
And they are all born through different timelines.
生长在不一样的地方。
And they grown up at different places.
他们的背景啊都不一致。
They have completely different backgrounds.
但是他们所写的这个圣经的道理啊，就是一贯的没有互相冲突的地方。
And but everything that they have written and all has been flowing in a way that there's nothing that's overlapping each other.
有时候我们写一些东西啊，啊年轻写的东西啊，到了年纪大，有时候看一看，好像那个观念都不太一样。
And sometimes when we write things when we are younger, it's different than we write things when we're older.
啊，有时候觉得说，哎，以前啊，年轻的时候怎么这么幼稚？
And sometimes we might think that we are so childish during our younger times.
啊，当然有时候年纪大了以后啊，也会觉得说，哎，我中年的还不错啊。
And sometimes when we get older, you might think that I'm not bad in my middle ages.
虽然同一个人啊，但是不一样的时间啊，你的著作啊，或者你的思想啊，不太一样。
And although you're the same person, but throughout different time frame.You have different thinking and different.
不一样的人在不一样的年代相差1600年。
And so these are different people and different timelines, and they have 1600 years difference.
但是他们对道理的见解是一贯的，没有冲突的地方。
But their understanding of the truth has been very consistent.
所以圣经里面说啊，这个所有的默示啊，都是出于神呐。
And so the Bible says that all the revelation at the end has been through God.
因为神感动人，啊，人按照神的旨意把神的话记录下来。
And because God has inspired men, and men has recorded inspiration and written.
所以这个圣经啊，跟历史的一些资料啊是相符合的。历史啊，不会。跟那个历史的背景啊不会冲突，所以不是捏造出来的。
And that so the Bible would not go in conflict with different historical events.
可以经过时间的考验。
And it could go through the test of time.
那这个圣经又很有权威性。
And the Bible is full of authorities.
圣经本身说啊，你不可以增加，不可以减少。
And the Bible says that you should not add or take away from the Bible.
啊，也不可以随便去解释。
And you cannot explain it on your own terms.
用圣经来解释圣经。
You have to explain Bible with Bible.
所以这个圣经的确是一本非常特殊的书籍。
And so the Bible is a very special book.
所以圣经啊，不是神话，而是神的话。
And so the Bible is not a methodical story. It's actually the words of God.
另外，我们可以从一些方面呢、啊、来印证圣经的正确性。
And we could also authenticate the genuinity of the Bible from different things.
这个圣经一个特色啊，就是很多的预言。
And one of the characteristics of the Bible, it has many prophecies.
时间还没有到啊，他就讲好在那里。
And even before the time comes, it has prophesied.
啊，等到时间到了，然后一一的应验出来。
And when the time has come, and it will reveal itself.
那这个圣经里面的预言啊，大概有1000多个。
And so the prophecies in the Bible has been maybe 1000+.
大部分都应验了。
And majority of them has been revealed.
当然有关世界末日啦，耶稣要来，天地要毁灭。这个预言还没有实现。
And of course, the prophecy regarding the second coming of Christ, the destruction of the world, and the final demise of mankind has not been revealed.
但是其他的预言啊，都已经应验了。
But every other things has been revealed.
因为神是永恒的神啊。
And because God is an everlasting God.
所以他说，可以从古时候就讲到未来啊，要成就的事情。
So he could be speaking from ancient times till now regarding the future.
我们看以赛亚书四十六章。
So let's turn to Isaiah chapter 46.
第九节。
Isaiah chapter 46 verse 9.
以赛亚书四十六章第九节。
Isaiah chapter 46 verse 9.
四十六章第九节。
Isaiah chapter 46 verse 9.
你们要追念上古的事，因为我是神，并没有别的神。我是神，再没有能够比我的。第十节
，verse ten，
我从起初啊，指明末后的事，从古时言明未成的事，我的筹算必立定，凡我所喜悦的，我必成就啊。神说啊，从古时候到未来啊，他就是神。
And God has said that from the former things of old that He is God.
所以那时候从古时候就指明啊，末后将要成就的事情。
So from ancient times, He could reveal things that's going to happen in the future.
他所计划的最后都会实现的。
And what He has tabulated, it will reveal at the end.
我说这个圣经里面啊，一千多个预言，大概只有三四个就是对未来世界末日的预言还没有实现呢。
And there's about 1,000 or more prophecies in the Bible. Only 30 of them has not been revealed, which is about the future.
其他的预言都实现了。
And everything else has been fulfilled.
比如说这个以色列人的存在。
And for example, the existence of the Israelites.
针对以色列人的祖先亚伯拉罕说。
And God has spoken to the ancestor of the Israelites, Abraham.
说你的祖孙，你的后裔啊，要像天上的星，像海边的沙。
And that your descendants will be like the stars in the sky and the sand in among the seas.
事实上，那个时候啊，他一个儿子都没有。
And actually, at the time,
已经七十几岁了。
He was about 70 years old without a son.
那亚伯拉罕说啊，我怎么知道我祖孙这么多呢？
And Abraham says that how would I know that my descendant would be so many?
神就带他到外面去看星星，说你的祖孙类像这么多。
So God has brought him outside to witness the stars and said that your descendant would be so much as the stars.
还跟他讲说啊，你的后裔啊会去聚居在别人的国家四百多年。
And also told him that your descendants would be gathered in another nation, somebody else's nation for 400 years.
然后才从那个地方出来啊，你们会带很多的财物出来。
And then they will come out of there, and then they will bring many an inheritance with them.
那这个四百多年以后啊，就实现了。
And so 400 years later, this has fulfilled.
因为亚伯拉罕的孙子啊。
And because the grandchildren of Abraham and his great-grandchildren, Joseph, went to Egypt.
所以他们全家就移到埃及去。
And because the land was filled with famine, so the whole family went to Egypt.
本来这个约瑟对埃及立了大功啊，所以他当宰相，给他们住最好的地方。
Because Joseph has done great things in Egypt, so the Pharaoh gave him many great, the best land.
但是改朝换代以后啊，埃及人啊根本不认识耶稣的功劳。
And through the change of dynasty, Egyptians did not understand, did not recognize Joseph's words. And they treated the Israelites as slaves.
以色列人在苦当中啊，苦难当中啊，他们呼求神，神才把他们带回到巴勒斯坦。
And the Israelites called out suffering to the Lord, and then they were delivered out of suffering.
后来以色列人在巴勒斯坦住了一段时间。
And so the Israelites dwell among the in the land of Palestine.
他们渐渐啊，没有所神的愤怒呢。
And slowly they drove God to anger.
神就借着先知说啊，你们国家会亡掉，你们百姓要被掳。
And through prophet, they were told that your country will be destroyed and then you'll be captured.
被掳的时间是七十年。
and that you'll be captured and hold as captive for 70 years.
所以巴比伦王在西元前606年呢、啊，啊，攻破耶路撒冷。
And so the king of Babylon attacked Jerusalem at the time.
啊，把这个以色列人呢、啊、就分三处掳到巴比伦去。
And so the Israelites was captured and held as captives for among three times.
啊，到了536年的时候啊，刚好70年呢、啊，他们回来重建他们国家。重建他们的圣城。
And during 536 BC, they returned back to their homeland, which is 70 years apart, and they rebuilt their country.
复兴呢
？And this is the revival of the Israelites.
但到西元的七十年
，and about 70 BC,
以色列人又啊不相信耶稣，不接纳耶稣。
And the Israelites did not believe Jesus, and they would not accept him.
所以耶稣说啊，你们的城要变成荒场。
And so that Jesus told them that your city will become desolated.
西元七十年呐、啊，他们又亡国。
And so within 70 years, they,
以色列百姓被分散世界各地。
And so the Israelites were spread throughout the world.
所以一直到这个世界末日之前呐、啊，以色列要复国。
And so before this the end of the world, they will rebuild their land again.
圣经里面说啊，他们虽然好像那个啊，被分散各地方，好像那个打摇树的时候，那个果子都掉在满地上。
And the Bible have said that the Israelites scattered all over the world, just like the fruits that fell from the trees.
神要一颗一颗把他们捡回来。
And one by one will be picked up by God.
所以我们看到说啊，一千多年呐、啊。这个阿拉伯人住在巴勒斯坦地。
And so that we could see that for maybe 1,000 years or more, the Arabians live in the Palestinians.
第一次世界大战以后啊，就渐渐有一些以色列人回去。
And after the First World War, slowly there are Israelites that return back.
他们叫做锡安复国运动。
And they were called
Zion.
The revival of the Zion, the people of Zion.
好。锡安、啊、就是他们的圣城所建的地方。
Zion is their whole, the establishment of their holy city.
啊、本来那个国际联盟说啊，既然以色列人要恢复国啊，啊就随便非洲找一块地啊，给他们在那边建国就好了。
And the international alliance felt that if they want to reestablish their land, they should find a place in Africa and do that.
啊、但是啊。按照圣经，他们是要回到巴勒斯坦，在那里重建他们的国家。
But according to the Bible, they will return back to Palestine and to build their kingdom there.
所以在1948年的五月的时候啊，把那个实现。
And so in May of 1948, this has been fulfilled.
世界上没有第二个国家亡国将近2000年又能够复国。
And there's not another nation in the world that has been perished for 2,000 years and became revived.
但是这个是神对以色列人的预言。
And so this is the prophecy of God to the Israelites.
啊，当然这也是神跟以色列的祖先啊所立的约的实现。
And of course, this is the promise and the covenant that God has made to the ancestors of the Israelites.
所以圣经里面说啊，神古时候所讲的事情啊，到最后啊，一定会实现的。
So anything that was talked about during ancient times in the Bible will happen later on.
我们再举一个例子啊，就是耶稣基督的降生。
And another example being the birth of Jesus Christ.
啊，在旧约的圣经里面好多的预言。
And in the Old Testament, there are many prophecies regarding the birth of
Christ. 说他要借着一个未出嫁的童女啊，借着圣灵来怀孕。
And that through a virgin that he will be conceived and born.
他要从大卫的后裔出来。
And he will be among the descendants of
David. 他要生在伯利恒。
He will be born in Bethlehem.
啊，他要最后啊，要骑驴驹啊，啊，进到耶路撒冷城。
At the end, he will be riding on a donkey entering in the city of Jerusalem.
他要被卖30块钱。
He will be sold for 30 pieces of silver.
他的锁脚要被砸。
And his hands and feet will be nailed.
啊，但是他要从死里活过来。
But he will be resurrected from death.
啊，这些圣经里面的预言啊，都一一的完全的应验。
And so the prophecy of the Bible has been revealed slowly.
啊，当然这个圣经还有预言到当时中东列国的一些历史。
And also the Bible has prophesied that the Middle Eastern countries will be broken up.
全部都应验。
And everything has come true.
这是从圣经的预言来了解它的可靠性。
And this is from the prophecy of the Bible so we can understand with its authenticity.
我们在每一年的年初我们看到很多预言家，哇，今年会发生什么事情。
And, many times in the beginning of the year, we see many people wants to speak, wants to prophesy things.
我本来很好奇啊，都会把那个报纸都会把它剪下来。
And sometimes I'll be very curious, and I will cut out the articles in the paper.
但是到了年底啊，都没有实现。
And but towards the end of the year, it would never be revealed.
所以你如果说能够预言到一件事情能够成就啊，那就相当了不起了。
And so that if you could prophesy one thing, and if it happens later on, you are very great.
圣经里面一千多国预言啊，除有世界的末日有关的以外，全部应验。
And among the thousands of prophecies in the Bible, everything has revealed except for the from the destruction of the world.
这世界上哪有预言家这么厉害的？
And this,
因为这是神的话。
And there's not a prophesizer in this world that is so great because this is the words of God.
我们一般学科学的人常常不太相信圣经。
And people that study science do not believe the Bible.
有的人认为说啊，这个圣经不科学。
And some people have felt that this is not science. The Bible is not science.
那当然，圣经不是科学的书。
And of course, the Bible is not a scientific book.
但是啊，圣经里面的记载啊，不会违背科学。
And but all the recordings in the Bible would not go against science.
我们知道说这个科学啊，本来也是不完全啊，慢慢。时代越进步啊，才越了解啊，越完全。
And we understand that the Bible was not complete in the beginning, but later on, slowly, gradually, it becomes more complete.
很多啊，一些现象，圣经里面就老早就写在那里。
And many of the phenomenons in science, it was already recorded in the Bible earlier on.
本来科学家还没有了解到那里，所以他们没有办法相信。
And many times the scientists did not write about that aspect, so nobody can believe.
但是慢慢的科学越进步，又证实啊，圣经是真实的。
And but slowly through the advancement of science, we could definitely tell that the Bible is real.
其实很多的现象，人争论不休啊，但圣经里面都有答案。
And many of the phenomenons that people constantly arguing about, you can find the answers in the Bible.
自古以来一直在争辩啊，到底先有鸡还是先有蛋？
And from ancient times, there is a big argument whether there is chicken first or there is egg.
是鸡生蛋还是蛋生鸡啊？
And so whether the chicken borns the egg or the egg borns the
chicken. 讲起来都有道理。
And this actually makes sense.
但是圣经说啊，神先造的是鸡啊，鸡在让它生蛋。
And but the Bible has indicated that a chicken was made first, and then egg came later on.
大概两个礼拜前呢，英国的科学家他们从那个研究当中啊，证实先有鸡再有蛋。
And about 2 weeks ago, the researchers and the scientists in United Kingdom has proven that actually there's chicken first before eggs.
就是现在的科学啊，可以借助实验啊，去证实是先有鸡。
And so that the current science can prove that chicken existed before the eggs.
当然里面的一些印证的原理啊，因为我们不是学科学的哈，当然没有办法深入去了解。但是他的结论就是这样。
Because we didn't study science, and so we wouldn't understand many of the theories behind it. But this is the facts.
所以有一期的那个《时代》杂志啊，它的标题就是"科学印证圣经"。
And so that one of the issues in the Time magazine before, the topic was science has proved the Bible.
很多是这样。
And many times this is the case.
我们来讲几个例子。
And we will talk about a few examples.
我们看以赛亚书四十章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 40.
Isaiah 是四十章。
Isaiah chapter 40.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
Isaiah 是四十章二十二节。
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 22.
说神坐在地球大圈之上，地上的居民好像蝗虫，他铺张穹苍如幔子，展开啊诸天如可住的帐篷。
It is,
这个以赛亚书大概是西元前七百多年写的。
And the book of Isaiah was written about 700 years ago.
这里讲到说，这个地球是一个大圈呢。
And it's talking about that Earth is a big circle.
2700年前呢，就讲地球是一个圆形的一个圈。
And 2700 years ago, talked about Earth being a big circle.
你知道科学家什么时候才知道地球是圆的吗？
And do you know when the scientists found out when the Earth was round?
以前人的观念是啊，天圆四方，因为我们看到哇，天好像半圆形的嘛，哦。
And the concept, the old concepts we had was half of the circumference of the world.
我们以为这个地啊，就是土，这个地球就是个平地。
And we thought that Earth is a flat, plain land.
所以早熟哦，你如果讲说啊啊，地球是圆的，你的爸爸会敲你脑袋说你怎么怎么这样的观念
？And so if you have outspoken that the Earth is round to your dad, and he would not.
因为以前人认为说天圆地方嘛。
And because people before thought that the Earth was a straight plane.
那是在十六世纪的时候，波兰的科学家哥白尼才证实地球是圆的。
And through the 16th century, one of the scientists from Persia has proven that the Earth is actually round.
科学是四百年前啊才证实地球是圆的。
And that the scientists proved that about 400 years ago.
以赛亚书啊，两千七百年前啊就讲了。
And the book of Isaiah actually talked about this 2,700 years ago.
那那还有比这个更早的啦。
And this actually thinks that's even earlier than this.
我们看耶伯记。
Let's turn to the book of Job.
二十六章。
Chapter 26.
第七节。
Verse 7.
耶伯记二十六章第七节。
Job chapter 26, verse 7.
说神将北极铺在空中，将大地悬在虚空。这个是3500年前的书哦，耶伯记离现在是3500年前。
And the book of Job was written about 3,500 years ago.
说北极啊是悬在空中。
And he says the north was hung, stretches over
empty space.
And the earth was hangs on nothing.
啊，这个是四百年以后啊，我们人的知识才能够了解呢。
And only 400 years ago, we could comprehend this.
啊，但是三千五百年的圣经就写了。
And this was written 3,500 years ago,
the Bible. 因为这个天地万物啊是神造的，当然神知道啊。
Because heaven and earth was created by God, and He knows.
啊，大地啊是悬在虚空当中。
And so the earth was suspended over space.
很多的星球啊，一个星球一个星球啊，靠着引力啊，把它连在一起，在那边旋转。
And different planets suspend over space, and they evolve among one another.
四百年前人类的知识啊，才能够了解这个事情。
And so we could only understand this 400 years ago.
古时候的人啊，不晓得空气有轻重。
And the people in the ancient times did not know that air carries weight.
知道空气有轻重啊，也是三四百年的事情。
And that we understand that the air has weight.About 300 or 400 years ago.
啊，一个科学家伽利略啊，啊，他在实验当中啊，证实空气是有轻重的。
And there was a scientist, that prove this at the time.
我们看约伯记二十八章。
And let's turn to Job chapter
28. 约伯记二十八章二十四节。
Job chapter 28 verse 24.
二十八章二十四节。
Job chapter 28 verse 24.
说因为他鉴察直到地极，遍观普天之下，二十五节。
25.
要为风定轻重，又度量诸水。这里讲到说啊，这个风啊，神给他定轻重。
And it says that to God established the weight for the wind.
所以风有重量，空气有重量。3500年前就讲了。
And so wind and air has weight was spoken in 3500 years ago.
但是300年前啊，我们人才知道。
And so, but we only understand this about 300.
另外一个说啊，神啊，量度这个诸水。
And also talked about the measurement of water was done.
我们看到这个海水哦，有时候涨潮退潮了。
And we know that in the ocean there's high and low tides.
他说神啊，把它定界限呢，让它不会满过来。
And that, so there's a boundary that was established by God so that.
这个水啊，也有一定的量。
And the water has a certain amount of volume as well.
水如果多一点的话，哦，地面上的空气会被吸走。
And if the water has a little more, the air will be sucked away.
但是这个水如果太少的话，水如果太少的话，这个空气又太多。
And if there's not enough water, then it will be too much air.
所以这个有一定的。
And so that there's a system to this.
所以很多啊，物理现象啊，都是很精密的，很奇妙的。
And so many of the laws of physics is actually very miraculous.
比如说月亮跟这个地球的距离啊，不能够太远，也不能够太近。
And for instance, the distance of the Earth and the Moon cannot be too far away.
因为太近的时候，它可以把那个海水把它吸上来，说涨潮嘛。
And if the Moon is too close to the Earth, and then the sea water
will be sucked up. 太远的话，那个吸力不够啊，所以就会退潮。
And if the moon is too far, then it's gonna be a low tide.
如果太近的话，可能海水通通淹上来了。
And if the moon is too close, then we will have a big flood.
太远的话，海水就平静啊，不动啊，海里面的生物就死掉了。
And if it's too far, then the water will be stagnant, and all the creatures would die.
所以科学家他们越研究啊，越觉得说这个宇宙很奇妙，这一定是一位非常伟大的神呐。
So the more the scientists studies about the world, the more they feel that this is very wonderful and there is a creator.
我们看到很多啊，有名的一些人啊，他们来见证圣经。
And we see some famous people that has testified for the Bible.
美国有一个很有名的人啊，叫做海伦·凯勒。
There's a very famous person in United States. His name is Helen Keller.
他是眼睛瞎掉，耳朵又聋。
And he was blind. She was blind and actually and deaf.
从小的时候就看不见，听不到。
And ever since when she was young, she cannot see or hear.
所以小的时候因为没有办法沟通嘛，所以脾气也不好。
And so she cannot communicate, so she has a bad temper.
不过渐渐的长大以后这个圣经公会送给她一套那个盲人的点字的圣经，用摸的。
And slowly, when she grows up, the Bible Society gave her a gift for a Bible for the blind.
一本很厚二十册。
And it was 20 volume total.
慢慢的摸，慢慢学圣经。
And slowly she could touch and feel
and learn the Bible.
她后来她说
她在一个凄凉一个绝望的当中这个圣经好像她的一根拐杖一样。
And she talked about that she was in a very lonely and despair state, and that the Bible changed her life.
在那个深谷逆境当中让她没有跌倒。
and in the shadows of the dark valley, a deep valley that she did not fall.
把他从那个黑暗当中啊，把他带出来，让给他有一个光明的生活。
She was delivered out of darkness into light.
所以他是一个相当成功的文学家哈，一个成功的一个作者，他发表了很多东西。
And she was a very successful writer, and she has published many works.
瞎眼又耳聋啊，在一般人来看呢、啊，这没有前途、啊。
And she was blind and she was deaf, so to ordinary people, that there's no hope.
所以她常常充满着感恩的心呐、啊，说因为圣经啊带给她光明。
And because she had a heart of thanksgiving, because the Bible brought her light.
啊，让她在黑暗中啊带来希望。
So in darkness, she has regained hope.
我们知道美国的林肯总统啊，
and we know
一般人叫他是诚实的亚伯拉罕。
And we know that the President Lincoln of United States, people called him father of honesty, Abraham.
他十岁的时候就把圣经读三遍。
And when he was 10 years old, he had read the Bible 3 times.
啊，所以他当了总统，他也是一样的，每天早起就是勤读圣经。
So after he became the president, he followed the same practice once he wakes up and he started reading the Bible.
所以他一生的为人啊，大家都觉得说啊，他是一个相当了不起的一个人。
And throughout his lifetime achievement, people felt that he was somebody special.
啊，他很多的思想观念啊，尤其是解放天主的思想啊，跟圣经的思想是一致的。
And many of the thinkings and philosophy come in accordance with the Bible.
因为是从圣经里面的精神呐、啊，来得到感化。
Especially with the case that he liberated the blacks, and then he was touched by the inspiration of the Bible.
当然还有很多啦。
And there are many more.
啊，所以英国十六世纪有一个女王叫做维多利亚。
And during the 16th century, the Queen of England, Victoria.
有人问他说啊，英国啊这么强盛，原因在哪里？
And somebody had asked her one time that why is it that England was so powerful?
因为那个时候英国啊很强盛，叫做太阳不下山的国家。
And at the time, England was very powerful. It was called the nation.
因为很多很多的殖民地都插英国国旗。
And because many of the colonies were England's.
他说英国伟大的原因呢、啊，就是圣经。
And she says that the reason that England was powerful is because of the Bible.
所以圣经里面说啊，你所神的诫命啊，神就祝福你。
And so the Bible says that if you follow God's commandment, He will bless you.
所罗门的儿子叫做罗波安。
King Solomon's son was called Rapunzel.
他做王以后啊，前三年他很敬畏神所道理。
And the first 3 years when he was king, he followed the commandment.
所以圣经说，罗伯安所道三年，神让他的国度强盛三年。
So the Bible says that because he observed the commandment for 3 years, so the Bible and God will bless him for 3 years.
后来他的国家。因为他后来渐渐离开神了、啊，他的国家就衰落下来了。
And slowly, because he departed away from God, and his kingdom slowly become desolate.
有一个美国的经济学家到了阿根廷。
And there was a United States economist that went to Argentina.
阿根廷的总统问他。
And the president of Argentina had asked.
他说：“令资源啊，人力啊，这个南美洲的资源很丰富啊，比北美洲还多。”
And the based on resources and the abilities that the South America has more resources than the North.
你看美国很多都是荒漠，你从加州到那个阿里松那，整个都是那个旷野啊。
And many lands in the United States is mostly deserts, if you could see from California to Arizona.
南美洲的资源啊，整个环境是比北美好。
And so South America has many resources more than.
但是他说啊，为什么美国会比南美洲强
？But he says why is the North America stronger than South？
这个经济学家跟他讲。
So the economist told him.
说当时的英国人啊，来到美国是要来找神。
And he says that the English came to United States to look for God.
西班牙人啊，到南美洲啊，他们是为着要找黄金。
And the Spaniards went to South America to look for gold.
因为清教徒啊，他们为着要得到信仰的自由啊，所以他们跑到美国来。
And because the new believers wanted the total freedom in religion, so they came to America. So based on the spirit of the Bible, they re-established the country.
所以短短200多年能够成为世界上最强的国家，这个不是偶然的。
And slowly, in 200 years, they became the most powerful nation in the world. This is not by coincidence.
当然了，我们看到美国现在国势慢慢的坠落下来。
And of course, that we could see that the U.S. is slowly.
因为六零年代以后啊，啊就人本主义开始啊，啊就不敬畏神啦，啊学校不读圣经啦。
And because of the ideological thinking of mankind, slowly, children would not read the Bible.
所以说就是道德堕落。
And the morale has gone down.
所以国势就会越来越衰弱。
And so that the nation would slowly degress.
在我们的生活当中啊，我们可以印证圣经。
In our life, we can authenticate the Bible as well.
我们看罗马书十五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 15.
罗马书十五章第四节。
Romans chapter 15, verse 4.
十五章第四节。
Romans 15, verse 4.
从前所写的圣经啊，都是为教训我们写的，叫我们因为圣经所生的忍耐和安慰啊，可以得到盼望。所以这个圣经啊，虽然古时候写的。
And the Bible was written in old times.
但是说是为着我们写的。
But it is described, this is written for us.
所以我们去读圣经啊，可以去经历圣经里面的应许。
So that when we read the Bible, we can authenticate the promises in the Bible.
因为神答应啊，我们很多很多的福气。
And because God has promised us many, many blessings.
啊，你慢慢去读啊，慢慢去追求啊，啊，这个应许的福分会临到我们身上。
So if you read it slowly and pursue it slowly, this blessing will come onto us.
比如说啊，主耶稣说啊，你们奉我的名求什么，你们就能够得到。
And for instance, Lord Jesus have said that if you ask anything in the name of on my name,
他说我们一无挂虑，凡事借着祷告告诉神。
And you should have no worries and give all your burdens
啊,
to God.
他要赐给我们意外的平安。
And he will give us extra peace.
我三十几岁的时候曾经生重病。
When I was about 30 years old, I was gravely ill.
我六个月没有办法上班。
And for 6 months, I wasn't able to work.
因为那个时候啊，整个身体很虚弱啊，那就。啊，连走路啊，啊都没有力气。
Because my body was very weak, I can't even walk.
啊，那我从小信主。
And I believe in God ever since when I was young.
啊，本来都觉得说啊，有信心啊，祷告就好了。
So I felt that I should have the faith and I should pray.
啊，在生病当中啊，啊人信心软弱。
And but when you're sick, your faith is low.
啊，所以病医久啊，没有医治啊，啊心里面就开始烦。
And after my illness wasn't healed for a very long time, I started to be very
那个时候我在家里休息啊，就圣经翻翻这样。
I started to be very annoyed, and then I would be at home and then just flipping through the Bible.
第一次是让我翻到那个诗篇四十二篇第五节。
And the first time I turned to the Bible was Psalm chapter 42, verse 5.
诗篇四十二篇第五节。
Psalms chapter 42 verse 5.
我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因为他笑脸帮助你。我还要称赞他，因为在烦闷的时候啊，啊，突然间看到这个圣经。
And so when I was very annoyed, and then I saw this verse.
他说可以不要烦躁不安，仰望神啊，神要笑脸帮助我们。
And that it says that your soul, why are you disquiet within me? And then he shall praise him.
啊，那个时候啊，我不是说啊，从头到尾这样看了，我是看诗篇啊，翻一翻，一直连下去。
And I did not read the Bible from the front to the back. I was just reading Psalms.
后来我读到另外一节圣经。
And then I read another verse.
诗篇一百十八篇。
Psalm chapter 118.
十七节。
Verse 17.
诗篇一百十八篇十七节。
Psalm chapter 118, verse 17.
我必不住死，仍要存活，并要传扬神的作为。那所以这些圣经啊，带给我非常大的鼓励。
And so the Bible gave me a big encouragement.
我知道说啊，神会帮助让我们健康啊，能够复原起来。
And I know that evidently I would become healthy again, and I would testify for.
所以真正圣经神的话会带给我们安慰跟鼓励。
And so the words of the Bible will give us encouragement and strength.
我们现在在尔湾教会啊，有一个刘长老娘。
And in our church in Irvine, there's elder's wife's
sister Lu.
And she was the sister-in-law of Brother Lu.
她曾经因为那个红斑性狼疮
lupus. And she had a case of lupus.
那个时候不晓得病因突然间肾衰竭。
And she they did not know the cause at the time, so she had kidney failure.
严重后来住院最后还断过气。
And it was very severe, and she was hospitalized.
当然主耶稣让她后来又活过来。
And she even passed away, but Jesus had resurrected her.
那个时候刘弟兄的妈妈在尔湾教会，在喜瑞都教会。
And at the time, Brother Lu's mother was going to Cerrito Church.
她每天大概都要祷告两个小时以上。
And every day she prays about 2 hours.
每天都要读圣经。
And she will read the Bible on a daily basis.
老人家信仰很好。
And she was the elderly, and she was full of faith.
读到那个诗篇一百零七篇。
And she turned to Psalm chapter 107, verse 17.
正好她媳妇最危急的时候。
And that because this is the time when the lady was in critical stage.
她读到诗篇一百零七篇的十七节。
And she turn to Psalms 107 and verse 17.
说遗忘人因自己的过犯和自己的罪孽便受苦楚的十八节。
Verse 18.
他们心里厌恶各样的食物，就临近死门。十九节。
Verse 19.
于是他们在苦难中哀求神，神就从他们的后患中拯救他们。二十节。
Verse 20.
他们命令医治他们，救他们脱离死亡。二十一节。
21.
但那人因神的慈爱和他向人所行的奇事都称赞他，愿他们以感谢为祭献给他，欢呼述说他的作为。那读到这个圣经以后那就打电话回去。
And after she read this verse, these verses that she called her.
告诉她的儿子说这个媳妇不会死掉了，不会死掉。
And she told her son that his wife would not die.
因为主耶稣借着圣经的话让她了解，虽然临近死门，但神要发命令医治她。
And that through the words of the Bible that God has told her that although they're close to death, but they will be healed.
让她脱离死亡。
And that she will be departed from death.
她说就是要让人得到神的恩典以后满心的感谢颂赞神。
And that for men that after receiving the grace of God, they will have a heart of thanksgiving.
感谢主，他们全家很有信心。
And thank God, the whole family was full of faith.
已经在那个家务病房那个仪器都整个都平了，就是没有心跳了。
And they were in the intensive care unit, and all the systems were at a flat line, and there was no heartbeat.
整个教会还有他们全家继续祷告。
And so, but they did not relent.
两三个小时以后又开始。
And the whole church prayed with them, and after two or three hours, and started to have motion again.
慢慢的恢复出院。
And thank God, slowly, she recovered, and then she left the hospital.
我在南加州的时候
，When I was in Southern California,
有一次这个长老娘跟我说
And one time, Sister Lu told me.
因为医生还叫她要吃类固醇。
And the doctor told her to take steroids.
因为她病很严重啊，你不吃的话不行啊。
Because her condition was very serious, and she has to take it.
虽然身体恢复健康了，活起来了，但是还叫她吃类固醇。
Although she has recovered and become healthy again, but the doctor has told her to take steroids.
但是她知道说这个副作用很大。
But she knows that there are great side effects to the medication.
所以她就要求神啊，怜悯啊，让她不要再继续吃药。
And then, so she wanted to pray to God, have mercy on her, so she doesn't have to take the medication.
所以她说她要求神怜悯她，她也叫我帮她祷告。
And she wanted to ask God for mercy, and she asked me to pray on her behalf.
感谢主啊，我知道说从那个时候开始啊，她就没有吃。
And thank God, I knew at the time that she didn't take the medication, and it's been like this for a few years.
就是神的怜悯啊，神说要照我们的信心啊，给我们成全。
And this is through the mercy of God, and through our faith, whatever He promised will be fulfilled.
很多圣经的应许啊，在我们的时候啊，我们相信都可以，这些恩典都可以临到我们身上。
So the promises in the Bible, as long as we believe,these promises and blessings can fall on us.
所以盼望我们朋友啊，能够来体会神的恩典。
So we hope that our friends could touch upon the grace of God.
让圣经里面所应许的福气啊，同样临到你的身上。
And so the promises in the Bible will be issued unto you.
我们来唱诗243首。
Sing hymn 243.
我们唱第一节跟最后一节。
Let's sing verse 1 and the last verse.
243.
感谢主耶稣，我们刚刚利用简单的，我们刚刚利用一段时间简单的让大家对圣经有一个基本的概念。
And thanks God, through a brief period of time that we have a more better understanding of the Bible.
所以不管是从圣经当中的预言
，It doesn't matter whether it's through the prophecy of the Bible.
从各类人士的印证
，And through many authenticities of the Bible from men,
或者是从历史当中的考证
and or through the proof of history.
我们都可以看到说圣经啊是真的是神赐给人类最好的一本说明书
and we know that this is one of the best user manual that God has given to mankind.
使我们知道在这个人生当中啊我们应该要如何行啊才是符合这个使用标准。
And we know that in our lifetime, what we have to do to follow its standards.
啊，并且更借着圣经啊，能够找到这个回家永生的道路。
And through the Bible, we will find our way home or to eternal life.
那但是有时候我们会发现啊，这个圣经好像看不太懂。
And sometimes we have discovered that it's hard to understand the Bible.
啊，在圣经当中告诉我们说，如果圣经看不懂要怎么办？
And what is that the Bible tells us? What should we do?
啊，告诉我们说，如果我们看不懂啊，我们要求圣灵给我们引导。
And it says that if we don't understand the Bible, we have to ask for the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
啊，但是圣灵又是什么呢？
And what is the Holy Spirit?
啊，圣灵就是神的灵。
And Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
啊，是主耶稣在离开世间以前所应许要给门徒的宝贝。
And this is what God has promised the disciple before he left the world.
啊，当耶稣要离开世间的时候，
and before Jesus has departed the world.
那门徒非常的担心啊。
And the disciple has worried.
因为他们已经习惯跟着耶稣跟了三年了。
Because they are so used to following their master.
但是老师现在说我要走了。
And so the master says that I will be leaving now.
啊，所以他们前途茫茫，不知何去何从。
And so they have no hope for the future. They don't know which way to go.
那有时候我们在人生当中也是如同这样。
And sometimes we are the same in our life.
啊，我们放眼望前啊，好像身在雾中啊。
And sometimes when we look forward, we are in a deep fog.
啊，有时候转眼四望啊，好像身处茫茫大海。
And sometimes when we look all around, we seems like we're in the middle of the sea.
啊，不知道前途该何去何从。
And we don't know what our future brings us.
啊，但是主耶稣对门徒说。
And so the Lord has told the disciples.
他说你们不要忧愁。
Do not be worried.
啊，我去了啊，神要降这个保惠师，就是圣灵给你们。
And after I leave, the God will send a counselor to you, which is the Holy Spirit.
哦，是你们在人生当中得到引领，得到帮助。
And so that in your life, you will receive guidance and you will receive help.
啊，今天这样子的应许也临到我们每一个人。
And so this promise has came to all of us today.
啊，圣经上告诉我们说啊，到主面前来诚心恳求的人。
And the Lord Jesus have said that whoever comes to in front of him and pray earnestly.
啊，求就要给你。
And when you pray and when you seek, you will receive.
啊，叩门就要给你开门。
And when you knock, the door will be open to you.
你寻找就可以寻见。
When you find, and you will find it.
哦，这个是神给我们的应许。
And this is the promise from God.
那可以帮助我们不但明白圣经。
And this will help us to understand the Bible better.
更能够直接的体验神。
And directly we may experience God.
啊，在这个茫然的人生里面找到一个光明的方向。
And in this very confusing life that we could find a direction.
你要怎么样求圣灵呢？
And how should we pray for the Holy Spirit?
的方法也非常简单。
And the method is very clear.
我们来到神面前，我们诚心的跪下来。
We come in front of God and we kneel down.
来到这伟大的神面前呢，我们要跪拜，要在他面前跪拜。
And we come to this mighty God. We want to submit ourselves and we want to kneel in front of him.
我们手合起来，眼睛闭上，使我们能专心。
And we clap our hands and then we close our eyes so we can focus.
我们首先先说一次奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
So we should say only one time, in the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
这凡事都要奉主耶稣的圣名。
And anything we do, we must do it to Jesus' name.
在不断的念诵哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
Repeatedly, we will say hallelujah, praise the Lord.
哈利路亚是希伯来文。
Hallelujah is Hebrew.
就是赞美神的意思。
It means to praise theLord.God.
所以我们可以，我们只要不断的赞美他。
And so we will say this continuously to praise God.
神知道我们的需要。
And God understands our needs.
他会照着我们的需要按着他的旨意来成全给我们。
And based on what we need, he will fulfill us based according to his will.
你也可以求圣灵。
And you canPray for the Holy Spirit.
你在祷告里面直接问神。
And in your prayer, you should ask God directly.
神啊，我已经寻找你好久了。
God, I have seek for you for a very long time. 我的人生
需要你来给我指引。
I need you in my life as my guidance.
我在软弱当中需要你给我力量。
In my weakness, I need strength.
求你让我能够亲手摸到你。
Please let me touch you.
亲身体验你。
And let me personally experience you.
你很诚心地向他祷告。
And you pray with him very earnestly.
神就要把他的圣灵赐给你。
And he will give you his Holy Spirit.
当圣灵到临到的时候。
And when you receive the Holy Spirit,
你自己会知道。
And you would know this yourself.
你很清醒。
You are awake.
你的舌头会开始卷动。
And your tongue would start to spin.
这在圣经里面都有明确的记载。
And this is clearly recorded in the Bible.
或许你听不懂自己在讲什么。
And maybe you don't understand what you're talking about.
但是圣经说这是在灵里述说各样的奥秘。
And the Bible says that this is to describe all things spiritual.
你会喜乐。
And you will be very joyful.
好像漂流已久的浪子回到自己温暖的家中。
And just like the prodigal son that's been drifting for a very long time, you come back to a warm house.
所以我们现在要一起来祷告。
Now we're going to pray.
我们也欢迎所有的朋友亲戚能够一起来体验这样神所赐给我们最好的礼物。
And we welcome all the friends and family members to experience the greatest gift from God.
我们现在要一起请大家一起到前面来祷告。
And I would like to ask all of you to come to the front to pray.